Sirach, chapter 25. Three things my soul has desired, and they are lovely in the sight of the Lord and of men: the concord of brethren, and the friendship of neighbors, and a wife and a husband suited to each other. Three types of men my soul hates, and I am greatly offended at their life: the poor man who is arrogant, and the rich man who is deceitful, and an old man who is an adulterer. If in your youth you have not gathered, how will you find in your old age? How beautiful to gray hairs is judgment, and for elders to know counsel. How beautiful is the wisdom of old men, and thought and counsel to those who are honored. The crown of the aged is their long experience, and their glorying is the fear of the Lord. 9 I have conceived of, I accounted blessed, and a tenth I will speak of with my tongue. A man who has joy of his children, who lives and sees the fall of his enemies. Blessed is the husband of an understanding wife, who does not plow with ox and donkey. Blessed is he who has not slipped with his tongue, and he who has not served an inferior. Blessed is the man who has found prudence, and discourses to ears that listen. How great is he who finds wisdom, but he is not above him who fears the Lord. The fear of the Lord surpasses everything. He who holds it, to whom shall he be likened? Any wound, only not a heart wound. Any wickedness, only not the wickedness of a woman. Any calamity, only not the calamity of haters. Any vengeance, only not the vengeance of enemies. There is no poison above the poison of a serpent, and there is no wrath above the wrath of a woman. I would rather dwell with a lion and a dragon than dwell with a wicked woman. The wickedness of a woman changes her appearance, and darkens her countenance like a bear's. In the midst of his friends her husband sits, and involuntarily he sighs bitterly. There is little malice like the malice of a woman. May the lot of the wicked fall upon her, as a sandy hill to the feet of the aged. So is a woman of tongue to a quiet man. Do not fall through the beauty of a woman, and do not be ensnared by what she possesses. For hard slavery and a disgrace it is, if the possessions of a wife support her husband. Hands that hang down, and palsied knees. For a wife that does not make her husband happy, from a woman sin originated, and because of her we all must die.